Hello, Screeters. I am back at work, having returned home from North Texas RPG Con yesterday. I had a great con, and I have all these notes about what I actually wanted to say and do, but I think I'm going to do a joint episode, or I'm going to be on Carl Rodriguez's The Geomologist Presents, and maybe we'll get into that there, and then I'll save more. I don't know, I just had a lot of things that I wanted to talk about. And I still have some call-ins from last episode. It's already been a couple weeks, so it was time to get here and get into it. But I have to say, I was super energized from being at the con and getting to see the old tribe again. I actually ran 5 games, 3 on the grid and 2 off, and I never played. I didn't play the whole week, and I was there from Wednesday until Saturday night. So that's how that went, and I think it was great for me. It was way more running than I usually do in any period. Maybe I've ran that much Kalmata in a 4 or 5 day period. I don't know, but I don't think so. But I don't know. What I do know is today is June 6th, 2022, Mother Effin' Monday. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
What keeps a campaign going? Some folks will tell you it's time. Some folks will tell you it's devotion. But I'm going to suggest it's responsibility, or the absence thereof. What do I mean by that? A great mind once said that if you love something, you make time for it. And that's true. I'm on board with that. And the problem with these kind of games is, like you described, there are other things in life that take precedence. For you, you were mentioning the house, you were talking about work and financial security. Those things are much more important than elf games. For me, I've got my health, one, and I've got my children, 3. And those are my primary drivers against gaming, because as you might note from the background noise, I'm up early on the elliptical trying to catch up to where I was, and that makes it hard to stay up at night. And the boys wear me out, so it's hard to not black out on the couch at the end of the day. But so, whenever a game opportunity comes up, I have to weigh that. Do I want to play? I want to play, yes, every time. But can I afford to play? Or do I need to patch the drywall? Or do I need to handle dishes to make sure the boys have sippy cups in the morning? I wish I'd said something masculine there, like, I need to change out my timing belt. It is what it is. But to speak to my own experience, I don't like to prescribe my experiences or opinions to others and project my hang-ups, or what's the opposite of a hang-up? It doesn't matter. I don't like to project, so I'll just speak to my experience. When I was in college, that was the heyday of my gaming life. We were playing twice a week, a TTRPG, and on top of that, we had some computer games we were playing, some board games we were playing. And by and large, it was a very hobby-oriented time. I mean, I had classes, I had on and off a job, but I didn't have to worry about the state of the house, didn't have to maintain the marriage relationship, didn't have to think about kids. At the time, in my home group, we had 5 or 6 of us in the same situation. Sort of job, sort of classes, lots of hobby. But we also had a couple friends who were at the next stage in life. A couple folks had a young child, a couple folks had a homeowner responsibilities, and those guys were our flakes. Those were the folks who didn't make it or had to cancel sessions or they were the ones who couldn't keep a campaign going more than a dozen sessions. At the time, I didn't get it, but now I kind of do. It's not that they wanted to flake on us. It's not that they wanted to run short sessions. It's just that they had other draws on their time that understandably take precedence. So do I get gaming in? Do I love the hobby enough to make time for it? Yeah, I do. Not as much as I like, but I do. My last campaign I ran was a couple years ago. Ran for about a year, every other week. Since the boys were born, I've been playing almost exclusively. But I'm trying to put together another game. I mean, you've seen the blog. You know I have some time to devote to it. But and we'll see where that goes. But I conclude by saying everyone has the same number of hours in the day and the same number of days in the week. What differentiates us is that some of us have different draws. Some of us drive cars with different mileage, and not everybody can get as far in the same period of time. Do there exist tourists? Do there exist flakes? Yes, yes, there do. But those people, I'm going to argue, this isn't a hobby for them. This is a pastime. And I have friends that I've played with who have skipped sessions when a new video game came out. And I don't play with them anymore. Not because I don't like them anymore, but because they left the hobby. It was a transient thing for them. And I will submit, folks that you play with for longer times, folks who have been in the game for a while, they show you that they care about the game by their persistence and their presence. Those people are the kind of flakes who, when responsibilities erode, children grow up, mortgages get paid off, those are the kind of flakes who stop flaking like a handful of Selsun Blue rubs through that glorious mane that is D&D. This has been Taylor of Cleric's Way Ringmail, calling in, wishing Beatty a happy birthday, and talking about what keeps campaigns going. Delve on, man. Love to hear your voice.
All right, Screeters. There you had my guy Taylor from Cleric's Way Ringmail podcast, blog, and YouTube. If you haven't checked out any of his stuff, get after it. The man is super busy. Like you said, he's got some young twins and an even younger child at home. He's got a full-time job. And he's in the hobby, but he's still releasing free stuff on his blog, like Dungeons & Adventures and essays and long, well-thought-out ideas concerning D&D in its different early editions. So you should definitely check out what Taylor's laying down, because it's certainly worth it. As far as what Taylor had to say, I'm not even sure I have a whole lot to add to that. It seemed like a fantastic little 7 minutes worth of information for y'all in the world according to Cleric's Way Ringmail. I, for one, appreciate it. I'm sure all you screeters out there appreciate it as well. If any of you guys ever want to have a few minutes worth of talking and you want some people to have some discourse and you like what I have to say, please, please, please call in. I'll play your message. I'll talk about your message. And a lot of times we'll create some synergy and some communication amongst all the screeters out there, the hobgoblins who get a chance to listen. I like to think podcast could be the new blog, and that's what the thing that killed blogs is, people stopped interacting with each other. I really do believe it's coming back, but for now, call in. Thanks, Taylor. Good to hear from you, man.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van, don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
Hey, Jason, I'm glad they fixed the issue at North Texas. I was able to sign up for your Wednesday game. Unfortunately, I think the other two games overlap with the games that I'm running, which is cool, but also sad because I don't get to play in your games. But yeah, I definitely encourage your creativity. I'd love to see product that I could get on drive-through and then print it out and have you sign it. And then I frame it and all that kind of cool stuff. So yeah, looking forward to hanging out at North Texas. And all right, talk to you later, bud.
So Carl, also known as the GMologist, presents to those in the podosphere, did indeed make it to NTRPGCon. I did indeed see him there and spent quite a bit of time with him as we roomed together, and he played in one of my games, and we went out to eat a few, at least twice together, I think. Once for sure, and it was good. We had some Thai noodles. Nope, it was twice. We went out together twice to eat. And had a good old time for sure. We also hung out together at the podcaster's breakfast. And just, I introduced him to quite a few people. So I think that he made some new friends. And that is always fantastic. So to go in any deeper on what Carl and I think, you should listen to the next episode of GMologist Presents, because we're about to record it. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Carl. Much appreciated, sir. Status report. I was exhausted yesterday when I got home, but I'm tired today, but that's more because I played basketball this morning than it is because of the con wearing me out. It used to be con drop and all that. They would knock me out for a week. Maybe it hasn't sunk in yet. I don't know, but right now I feel pretty darn good. I was super busy and I wasn't playing a game. I was trying to gather names and people who might be interested in being on Hobbs and Friends, and that was crazy. I heard some really great stories and have a newfound joy for gaming and a newfound respect for the old grognards. Every day I see someone from our pop culture, it seems like, is either getting sick or passing away, or a friend or a friend's loved ones are getting cancer. So first off, fuck cancer. Second of all, we're not going to have these people around much longer. So the more we can actually have them on podcasts or interview them through paper or whatever it takes to get more of this information and these old stories and the knowledge of what actually took place in the TSR era is going to be fantastic. And it's almost essential, really, because we have to remember our roots, I think. Even if you're a new person coming into the game 20 years from now, there should still be some stories that are around and exist that have to do with, you know, TSR and how it made Dungeons and Dragons, in my opinion. Other than that, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to talk about with Carl here in a few minutes because we're about to record. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I met Steve Winter, talked with him quite a bit, Alan Hammock, Stephen Marsh, Darlene, Diesel LaForce, Mike, Bad Mike Badalanto. He isn't really an old guard, I suppose. But nonetheless, I got some really great stories from them. I sat with Tim Kask, Bill Webb, Matt Finch at the special guest luncheon, which was super cool. And some of the stories I heard there were fantastic. I would have to say one of the surprising fanboy moments of the con was walking down the hall and hearing someone yell, "Jason, Jason," from behind me. And it's Steve Winter who is trying to get a hold of me, jogging down the hall. I got no idea how old the guy is, but he worked at TSR in the 80s, I believe. So knows who I am and trying to tell me something was crazy. So, I don't know, guys. It was simply amazing. I also learned that it is possible to run a West Marches Hex Crawl Open Table Sandbox game at a con in a 3-hour session and have a great flipping time. I feel like I struggled with that on the first night in the Weeping Man playtest, but after that, no holds barred.
It's a beautiful day in the game, oh, a beautiful day for my gamers. Would you be one? Could you be one? Zara, that's plunder, but don't despair. This colony's breeding great robbers. Would you be one? Could you be one? If an 80% mortality rate works for you, for a few bucks a month you can sign up and have the hogs kill you. So let's make the most of another Sunday. Brew up some coffee and play it my way. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my gamers? Won't you be? Won't you please? Please won't you be my gamers?
Dear Hobbs, it is Che here. I hope you're well and all is good. A question. I'm starting to put together an open table advanced Dungeons & Dragons game, and it'll be dungeon crawling and hex crawling. Some might call it a bit of a West Marches type game. And I was curious, how on earth do you get the players to organise themselves to run sessions? So I know that the idea is meant to be, instead of the GM throwing out a regular time or whatever, the players come to the GM and organise themselves to get a session together. And, well, frankly, that's not happening right now. So how do you organise that? How do you get that going? What are your tips? What are your ideas? Come on, man, spill. Hope you don't mind me asking. Game on.
And there is Che Webster from Roleplay Rescue. Pardon that moment. A bald moment. I forgot it like I forgot my hair, the name of his podcast was. But thanks for calling in, Che. I appreciate it. I thought maybe this might happen, but I thought it might be an email. So I think I will dedicate my next episode to the way I run West Marches open table games. Not at a con. Or maybe both. I don't know. What I do know is that is the end of this episode. I said good day.